KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Good evening and welcome out to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Bluebird skies overhead, a nice and cool 86 degrees here from Redding, California, with the Novato Knicks here in this series finale on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. I'm Jacob Green here with you along with Spencer Schlinge. It's great to have you with us here again on this Saturday night, the series finale between the Novato Knicks and your Redding Colt 45's. The Colt 45's looking for the sweep here tonight. They're going to send Blake Schwert to the mound to face off against Wesley Bush of the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, an exciting game here, an opportunity for the Colt 45's to complete the series sweep after obviously dropping the series last weekend to the West Coast Kings, losing 2 out of 3 there. But they're looking to get the series sweep on this Novato Knicks side after winning on Thursday night, score 14-13. Colt 45's won, and last night they got the job done 9-4 with 8 runs coming in just 2 innings. So big opportunity for the Colt 45's to keep the hot bats going, and you see in the lineup they got a lot of depth here tonight, and looking to get the job done again and complete that sweep, as Jacob mentioned.
Yeah, and the biggest thing for the Colt 45's is get some hits. They only had 7 last night, which may not sound like a lot, but when you score 9 runs on 7 hits, and most of those hits that got aboard were stranded. They stranded 6 on board. Novato stranded 9 aboard. And for the Colt 45's, it's been the story of the cheap walks and hit batsmen that get on board and they come around to score via errors or some sort of unearned, unearned manner. And the Colt 45's, the biggest thing is to get hits with those runners on as we get the exchange of the lineup cards between the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45's. Bob Anderson now out to the meeting on the mound. And it should be a good night for baseball. A little bit of a different lineup, which we'll get to later in the show, of course, as we await the first pitch that'll be coming to you in about 8 minutes or so. I think we might actually have the same umpiring crew from last night. I could be wrong. We don't have names for the umpires. Part of what we deal with when we do what we do, you know? You don't get all the information that you get at the major league level, but nonetheless, we'll do our best to bring you a great call and do our best to get as much information related to you as we possibly can, per usual.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll do what we can, of course. And as Jacob mentioned, a little bit different scenery here tonight. The sun is shining. Didn't have any early morning storms like we did yesterday on that Friday morning. And the wind picking up just a little bit more than it was last night. We had a little bit more of a sit still with the flags not moving too much. And the wind has brought in and out throughout Tiger Field here. But I'm sure it's going to be another great night for some baseball. And typically that left to right kind of wind, especially what we see out here at Tiger Field, I feel like coming from home plate, pushing out towards right field. So we'll see if that favors the left-handed hitter, which we've seen not just yesterday, but throughout the campaign.
Yeah, typically, I'm a fan of the Johnny Bench jersey in the crowd. That's a Hall of Fame catcher from way back in the 70s. I think might have been a teammate of Billy Plummer, who you might be able to see on the Facebook live stream, or the Game Changer live feed, rather. The Billy Plummer jersey out in right field, just to the left of straight up right field out there. A longtime friend of Rick Bassetti, who passed away in the past couple of years, and also a Reading legend through and through, and a former big leaguer as well. And for the Colt 45s, yeah, with that wind, we'll see if it comes into effect. The flag's really dancing out there. They're still at a standstill, but there is a slight breeze here and there. The dimensions of Tiger Field, 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line. To the left center gap, 358 to the left of that scoreboard out there in left center field. And then 370 down to right center field. And then 406 straight up amidst the batter's eye, about 6 feet to the left of those flags out there in straightaway center field, with the Colt 45 flag underneath, of course, the United States of America flag, as we await the conclusion of the starting lineups being announced for tonight's national anthem, which will be done by the Sandlot Sound Music Machine. And if you're out here at Tiger Field, well, it's always a treat to have that live band here in attendance and someone to watch as well here in the lineup. Braden Chiarito, he's homered in 2 straight ball games now, and 2 games and 2 home runs, 2 bombs on the year. which I think is tied for the team lead, and I couldn't tell you who he's tied with. My guess would be Mr. Andrew Mora. As we will cut the break here on KCNR, Shask Reading 1460, AM 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Folks, don't go anywhere. We have some live baseball coming to you. It's the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45s coming up next here on KCNR.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale. Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Coming up next will be the Novato Knicks and your Reading Colt 45s. But before we get there, here's Spencer Slaney with tonight's starting lineups.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. Starting off for the Novato Knicks for the second night in a row is going to be Gibbs in leadoff. He will also be manning center field, followed by Miller batting second and at shortstop. Harp at first, batting third. Batting cleanup is going to be Anderson manning right field. In second base is going to be Diem batting fifth. And in the designated hitter spot, batting sixth, is going to be White, followed by Menard in left, batting seventh. Batting eighth behind the dish is going to be Laughlin. And rounding it up, playing third at the hot corner is going to be Jameson for this Novato Knicks ball club, looking to get the job done tonight and avoid the series sweep. For the Colt 45s, you got Caballero at third, Conklin at short, Mark Anthony Harrell at second, Andrew Mora at first. On the horn in the outfield, Tyler Stanheiser left to meet with Parker in center and Timmy Ayers in right field. Behind the dish is going to be Tyler Jones, and hitting the baseball tonight from head coach Bob Anderson is going to be Blake Schwert for your Reading Colt 45s. We'll be taking the field first here in just a few.
Yeah. Overall, again, a great night for baseball. See the weather. Looks beautiful. Ready to take in some nice summer baseball underneath breezy conditions. Not windy by any means. It'll play somewhat of a factor, I'm sure, as the ball game continues on. But as that sun begins to set and then fully descends, that wind will die off. And it'll be a pretty much still night, but probably sitting around 80 degrees, clear skies overhead, and when darkness officially falls, shadows just now start to cover part of the field between home plate and third, with shadows covering all of home plate, and then the pitcher's mound still in the sun. The rest of the field, apart from a small circle out there behind the shortstop position, as the Colt 45s take the field, donning the home whites with the yellow short sleeves underneath the all-white tank tops, yellow sleeves, and then white, I'd say basketball tank top kind of look to the design of those jerseys with Colt 45s across the chest. The Novato Knicks, the gray bottoms, are red tops with a wet cursive script across the chest saying Knicks. The defense behind Blake Schwert, the high school senior, standing at 6'190" out of Redding, California, here in Foothill High School, ready to go to Feather River College upon his graduation. As the right-hander will be delivering from the third base side, the defense behind him is Cabareo, Conklin, Carroll, and Andrew Mora at first base. It's around the horn, third, short, second to first. Then left to right field, Zanizer, Parker, and Ayers left to right, patrolling that beautiful green grass there. And set to feed you up is David Gibbs, and then Miller and Harp to follow. After last night, there was 10 hits collected by this Novato Knicks ball club against the very solid Lucas Pettingill, who went 5 innings of 5-hit, 3-run baseball, and then Shepard and Yeager, who followed him up.
Yeah, and a great opportunity here tonight for Blake Schwert. First time getting to watch him pitch, at least starting off. Wouldn't go super well personally, but someone I grew up going to all the sports camps with locally, so it's always fun when the local guys get an opportunity to play here in front of the home fans, in front of the crowd, and in front of their friends and families. Obviously, as you mentioned, just fresh out of high school, it's kind of the story to be told for the Colt 45s this year. A much younger team than in previous seasons, for sure. But so far, it has not been, it's not hindered them much at all. 11-2 on the year, as mentioned, just dropping 2 games to the Kings. Both close outcomes as well. Really good games.
And, yeah. A little shorthanded as well in those contests without right. those power bats.
Absolutely.
I believe Andrew Mora sat for all 3 of those games in that series. And, yeah, just when you don't have that offensive power that you typically have, you kind of, you're able to pitch differently to different guys, and then all of a sudden, just a whole different ballgame. As digging in will be the left-hand bat of David Gibbs, who went 0-for-5 last night. With a 0-for-3, rather. A couple of fielder's choices.
Yeah, and still trusted to lead off tonight, which is something you love to see.
So first pitch to him, misses low for ball 1. First pitch comes in at 7-17. Same time as last night, actually. Now here's a 1-0 delivery from the righty. Misses wide. Make the count 2 balls and no strikes to David Gibbs, the center fielder for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-0. This is off the plate outside for ball 3. And quickly, 3 balls and no strikes here. With nobody out, nobody on here in a scoreless, top of the first. Now right down Broadway, make count 3 balls and 1 strike. Went to the off speed that time.
Yeah, it's a great job there by Schwert. Just staying alive in the count, obviously. You don't want a 4-pitch walk to start off the game, no matter who you are.
Now out of the windup for 3-1 delivery is chopped toward the second baseman. Carroll gathers and flips the first in time with Mora on the bag for the 3-1 put out. That's the way our ball game begins here for out number 1.
Yeah, great job there, Mark Anthony Carroll again. One of the most solid players on the infield you can have, at least in these 2 seasons I've called games with you, the most consistent infielder, I'd say, on this Colt 45's offense, no matter what side of the bag he's playing on.
Now it's the right-hand hitting Miller to the plate. The shortstop tonight. Strike down on the outside corner for strike 1. Here's the 0-1 delivery up and in to make the count 1 ball and 1 strike. The infield shifted just a few steps to pull. Waved at for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
And again, Blake Schwert just making some different pitches, different approaches so far early on, just trying to see what fits best for him against this Knicks offense.
And the 1-2 delivery out of the windup. Breaking ball, another chopper toward the second baseman. Carroll gathers and flips the first for another 4-3 put out and opposite field ground out for out number 2. Miller down. That will bring up Harp, the first baseman for the Novato Knicks, left-hand bat.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all so far from Blake Schwert, just kind of pitching towards contact and everything staying on the ground and right up the alley for Mark Anthony Carroll to make the play.
Ryan Harp takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike to the lefty. A one misses way low to even the count up at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the top of the first. The 1-1 delivery just misses up and away. 2-1 now to Ryan Harp, first baseman for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-1 out of the windup is chopped foul toward the end of the Novato Knick dugout, and a handful of Knicks over there unable to make a barehanded play on it. Now the 2-2. Waved at, ring him up, and he got him to chase one way away, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, go the Novato Knicks, as we head to the home half of the first. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half.
Whether you're planting a backyard garden or spreading up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. At 6186 Churn Creek Road or call 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Can't touch this. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hello everyone, and welcome back here to KCNR. We're bringing to you this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's great to have you with us, Jacob Green and Spencer Schlenge here. We're scoreless as we'll begin things here in the bottom half of the first, as Wesley Bush gets the baseball for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, and just looking here for this Knicks defense, obviously allowing four runs last night in the opening inning, which is not great. Obviously only allowed one hit in that first inning, I believe, but four runs come across in that. So just, again, not giving them the free pass, the free 90 feet, hit by pitches, walks, bucks, anything like that. I think we saw it all last night from this Knicks pitching squad. But I'm just looking to do the exact opposite tonight, and that will help keep them in the game early. They were obviously spent seven innings digging out of a hole, were able to level it 4-4, and then obviously got away from them a little bit in that bottom of the seventh inning.
Yeah, and that's a case of having no quit in your offense, which is always a good trait to have, of course. But on occasion, when you're the Novato Knicks, you kind of just need a clean inning in terms of those
right.
those walks, those balks, like you said. Just don't give up any sort of anything. Just because you don't give up hits doesn't necessarily mean anything. As Timmy airs with some handshakes to the home plate umpire, as well as the catcher. And the ball is hand-delivered from the third baseman, Jameson, for the Novato Knicks. And Wesley Bush will set to face off against this Colt 45 lineup of Ayers, Parker, and Caballero here in the bottom half of the first. The defense behind them, Jameson at third, Miller at short, Deem at second, and Harp at first. His battery mate, Laughlin, behind the dish, then left to right field. Menard, Gibbs, and Anderson patrolling left to right. Foul tipped off the mask of the catcher, cameras to the backstop for strike one. No Troy Rizzo at shortstop for the Knicks. Kind of surprising after his dazzling efforts last night. But that is part of this summer ball league where kind of shuffling around. And the Novato Knicks with a very full dugout. Looks like the end that Mary and Joseph are trying to stay at. Just absolutely packed out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing. Missed up high. No swing.
Yeah, one ball and one strike. As you mentioned, Rizzo, just an amazing game last night. But again, summer ball, he probably played, I'd assume he played in that game on Thursday night as well if he's getting some rest tonight in the last game of the series. The series is already in hand, just trying to get some other guys some action, make sure they are feeling good before heading off to their respective seasons in the fall.
And the 1-1 on the outside corner right at the knees, a called strike two. Wesley Bush last night was 1-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts as a batter in that cleanup spot. Here's the 1-2 delivery with nobody out, nobody on. Breaking ball. This is up and away. Good eye from Timmy Ayers. Thought that was going to drop in the zone, but it missed off the plate toward that right-hand batter's box as Timmy Ayers, the lefty at the plate. The righty from the windup. Rocks and deals from that third base side to 2-2. Missed somewhere. I'm not quite sure where, yeah, but that's ball three. That'll fill the count.
Whole crowd kind of holding their breath, waiting for the punch-out call from the umpire in blue.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a late punch-out call, but
right.
Turns out it'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now out of the windup, Bush delivers, swing, and a miss. And Ayers down on strikes. That will bring up DJ Parker.
Yeah, good effort there from Ayers. Played the long game, obviously, but Wesley Bush beats him there. A little bit of a changeup, it looked like. Just kind of sinking down into the zone, and Timmy Ayers is looking for something else.
Yeah, and something to note as well, with all the left-hand bats in this Colt 45, on this Colt 45 roster, there's no switch hitters. They're all left or right. Here's the first pitch to DJ Parker. Fastball off the outer half for ball one, which is, I feel like switch hitting is kind of a dying breed of sorts. I know switch hitting catchers were very rare. Cal Raleigh being the most current one, but before that, the most notable catcher that was a switch hitter was Hank Conger of the Los Angeles Angels, who, fun fact, are in Sacramento right now playing the A's, the Oakland A's of West Sacramento, soon to be Las Vegas in 2 years, whatever you want to call that ball club. Here's the 2-0 right down Broadway for a called strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike to DJ Parker, which they can go by anything at this point. They're kind of amidst and in between a number of cities.
The Athletics Baseball Club is what I'd go with.
Yeah, the Athletics Baseball Club might be the most journalistically correct. Here's the 2-1. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman ranging to his left. Gathers, that's Deem, and flips the first to Harp in time for the 4-3 putout. That will bring up Nicholas Caballero.
And there you go. Caballero got an opportunity to get the first hit on the night, or first runner to actually just advance. Obviously, Blake Schwartz started off for the Colt 45s in a 3-0 hole against Gibbs, the leadoff, but able to win that one. And we have now seen 3 4-3 putouts just grounded out to second base and 2 strikeouts, a pair of strikeouts from each side. So
yeah, we've only seen groundouts to second baseman and then strikeouts. So
there you go.
A lot of
eventful first inning.
Yeah. So this one's fouled off the mask, the glove, and then the mask of the catcher for strike one on Caballero. Caballero last night, 2 for 4 with 3 RBIs in that contest, in that 3 spot. Also had a walk. Reached on that E3. Here's the 0-1. This is low. Even stance for the right-hand hitter, deep in the box, right up on the plate. On deck is Chiarito, should the inning continue. Caballero, the Black Sox, up high. Out of the windup, the 1-1 delivery. There's a ground ball toward the third baseman. On the backhand, great pick.
Ooh, play.
Across the diamond in time. The stretch at the other end by Harp. And 5-3, a smooth play from end to end. That was a great pick on the, about a 3-hopper down the line. Stayed through the baseball on the backhand. And Jameson, with a strong arm, made it off his back foot. Here, as we conclude the end of one, we're scoreless.
Whether you're planning a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Found at 6186 Turn Creek Road or on the phone 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawns, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Goldleaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Goldleaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, close Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Goldleaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. The 0-1 delivery misses off the plate outside, even up the count at one ball and one strike to the cleanup batter, Anderson, who's out there in right field tonight for the Novato Knicks. The 1-1 delivery swung on and missed for strike two, and to take you the rest of the way through this second inning here, Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, Anderson now 1-2. Blake Schwert hitting his spots well, looking to get back-to-back punch-outs here. Swing and a miss, a big wave, and Tyler Jones able to glove it, and that will be out number one with back-to-back strikeouts there for Blake Schwert here in the top of two in a scoreless game early on. Early on here, just batting through the order so far from both sides. DM2 up, the second baseman for the Novato Knicks, followed by White, the designated hitter tonight for the ball club wearing the red tonight. Schwert misses this one just high. This top of the second, 1-0 count, one out away. And a big swing and a miss there from DM. It'll even up the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Schwert. Check swing, did not go, called ball. Bring the count to 2-1. Just couldn't quite locate that fastball. Schwert. Again, peering in. Here's the 2-1. Looks to go again, but says just low and outside. It'll bring the count to 3-1. Red up walking on the first 90 feet here, and he will miss, and it's going to be the first runner on base is going to be DM of the Novato Knicks ball club here.
Yeah, just a good AB put together there by DM. And, I mean, yeah, if you're the Novato Knicks, you'll take the first base runner any way you can, even if it's a free pass. And that's sometimes the story of a ball game is who can collect more free passes and string them together. At this point, it's kind of just keep the line moving and, you know, take what you can get.
Yeah, absolutely, and good timing here as well. White takes a strike one, but he is the designated hitter for tonight, so to get a singular duck on the pond for the first time tonight for the Novato Knicks, an opportunity to get some runs across here. Designated hitter White, but he isn't a 0-1 hole. Runner goes, and it's going to be a fouled off by White. Tried to pull the bat back, and he zones up to that little mistake, as you'd have to argue DM was easily going to be safe, standing up probably a second. He got a really good jump on that one, but White couldn't pull the bat back in time, so it's fouled back towards the screen, and it will be an 0-2 count. It will just be treated like a foul ball, and DM will have to retrace his steps towards first. Here's the 0-2 for Schwert. Pickoff attempt.
Yeah, almost caught him napping over there. Diving in head first was DM, but yeah, just kind of keeping him honest. Doesn't look like he'll actually be going here with a 0-2 count.
Right. Still scoreless here. 0-2 count, one out away. Runner on first. Here's Schwert. And he's going to catch him looking there. White is going to be sat down in three pitches off of two seam strikes and a foul ball. And that will be out number two here. And DM will now be going on anything as up to the plate. Batting seventh tonight is going to be Menard for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, great front door breaking ball. Got the punchy. Had him fooled. He was looking for something either off-speed or a fastball, get him to chase, try and catch up to it, but instead got the breaking ball and just completely fooled White.
And first pitch called strike again. Schwert doing a great job finding his spots here so far. And I know him and Tyler Jones, both of them, heading to Feather River this fall to begin their collegiate careers and play some baseball in the fall and spring, of course. So this is something we will see as this one misses high 1-1. Both Schwert and Jones playing catch from the mound to the plate.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones, which we'll probably get to more when he bats in possibly the bottom of the second, but you'd like to see his offense get a little bit better. He's had more of a quiet start to the year for sure, as this one's popped up.
And it looks like it's going to be underneath first baseman. He will be able to make a grab. That retire the side. Andrew Mora getting his first bit of work in a weekend or so. And that will retire the side. One gets Novato Knicks, but none score. We head to the bottom of second, and we are still scoreless.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're at 6186 Trent Creek Road in Redding. Give them a call at 530-365-5383. Whether you're planning a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as your Colt 45s are due up to bat here in the bottom of the second of a scoreless ball game. That has worked pretty quick so far. Due up designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, followed by Andrew Mora and Preston Conklin. Should the inning continue again, as mentioned by Jacob Green earlier in the second, Tyler Jones will be due up again. A little bit of a quieter year on the offensive side of things, but did get a home run on Thursday night against this Novato Knicks ball club, so heading in the right direction, to say the least.
I was going to mention, yeah, he did get a dinger, first one of the year, so as long as that picks up, it'll be a great year coming up to him at Feather River.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these guys, again, Feather River, great place. Stay relatively local, but still play some really high-level baseball. You see why a lot of kids from this Redding and surrounding areas choose to go play ball there. As Bush with a couple of misses here. It's a 2-0 count on the lefty Chiarito, designated hitter for the night. For obvious reasons, the way he's played in this series so far. Here's the 2-0 from Bush showing bunt. Pulls back and it missed the spot. It'll bring the count to 3-0.
And we even have a handful of Simpson University Redhawks that have transferred from Feather River.
Absolutely.
So, some FRJC guys on that roster these last couple of years. It's a 3-0 right there on the inner half. Called strike one.
Now they'll bring the count to 3-1 here. Bush doing what he can to stay alive in this scoreless ball game. 3-1 count, nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Bush kicks and deals the 3-1. Finds the zone. A close one there, painting the corners. It'll fill the count, and now the payoff pitch is pending.
Yeah, Laughlin brought that all the way up from the southern hemisphere into the bottom part of the strike zone. Just barely got it to the knees of Chiarito, and now it's a full count.
Yeah, I'd say a great framing job there by Laughlin. As here's the payoff, and it's going to be called strike, and that is going to be a punch-out. Braden Chiarito with some choice words for the umpire, and he will quickly make his way off before he says anything more.
Yeah, some hand motions saying that was in the right hand, and still exchanging some words with the home plate umpire as he backpedals away past the on-deck circle, saying that was all the way toward the right-hand batter's box, in the right-hand batter's box, rather.
Yeah, and I will say, not just because this is Tiger Field and we're supporting the Colt 45s more or less, a couple back-to-back questionable strike calls there, and Chiarito, obviously, the way he's been hitting the ball, he really wants this opportunity to swing the bat, so strikeout looking there, it's got to be frustrating for him. You see a couple stomps there in the batter's box before making his way out. He had some choice words for the ump.
Yeah, and that's, again, just the not discomfort with the strike zone, but just complete disagreement with
right.
When it goes that way, as this one's fouled up off the plate and Karam's foul.
Now bring the count to 0-2 as Mora swung and missed at the first. So an 0-2 count here, and Bush now controls the inning here. 0-2 count, one out away. Pair of strikeouts for Bush. First out of the first and first out of the second. Looking to get back-to-back K's here. Bush kicks and deals the 0-2. And check swing just low. It'll bring the count to 1-2, trying to get Mora to swing at something low there. But Mora does not bite, however. And again, as mentioned, Mora didn't see him last weekend against the West Coast Kings. We are not entirely sure if he was here on Thursday or not. But getting his first bit of burn in a minute. Left-handed hitter. Check swing. No go. He'll bring the count to 2-2. Less of a check swing, rather, in a full step in. Looked like he was about to start the swing, but decided to lay off. Wise choice by him. Bring the count level at 2-2. One out away here in a scoreless second inning. Here's the 2-2 from Bush. Swung on. It's going to go foul towards the Novato Knicks dugout, and a barehanded play by the head coach of the Knicks. And we will do it again here.
Yeah, great technique from the manager over there, just with the bare hand. Handles on a hop, smooth footwork, stayed back on the ball, nice soft hands through it. Great stuff.
There you go.
There's your breakdown.
Play-by-play of a dead ball. Expect nothing less from the Jacob Green.
You got to have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Here's the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, and it's going to be not grabbed. They're going to get the throw on a drop third strike, and that will be an out. This will be technically another strikeout swinging there. And back-to-back K's for Wesley Bush in this Knicks defense. Still going through the order against this Colt 45's offense that's been red hot over the past few weeks and through the whole season, really.
Yeah, Wesley Bush's first trip through the Colt 45's order, and he's done a fantastic job. As now Conklin to the plate with the Black Sox up high, even stance up a little bit in the box, right up on top of the plate. And yeah, Mora with the hustle down the first baseline, but Laughlin having to clear as this pitch misses low and away for ball one. And Conklin getting the start at shortstop after coming into the game last night in the seventh inning. He got some burn at short.
Get a 1-0 count here in favor of Conklin against Bush. Bush kicks and deals the 1-0. Another check swing, won't go. And he counts 2-0. So that one misses slightly low. And Bush now trying to level up the count to the best he can, stay in the fight here. 2-0. Swung on hard by Conklin through the 5-6 hole, and that's going to be a good-looking single out to left field. Thinking about going two, but decides to hold hard. And it's a single for Preston Conklin, and that is how the offense will begin tonight for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, as if on cue, again, the announcer's, I don't want to say curse, but the announcer jinx of sorts coming through is talking about 5-up, 5-down for Wesley Bush, and then all of a sudden, Conklin getting his first burn and on Bush's first trip through the lineup as well here in the bottom of the second inning and just pulls one through the left side for a base hit, snuck it between the shortstop and third baseman. That's Miller and Jameson over there on the left side of the infield. This one misses in the dirt, picked by Laughlin for ball one to the right end, hitting Tyler Jones, the backstop tonight and the battery mate of tonight's starting pitcher Blake Schwert for the Colt 45s with that wide stance up in the box on the right side.
And here's the 1-0 called strike. He'll even up 1-1. And yeah, with my slight tendency of announcer's curses, I would like to point out, I feel like it's pretty neutral. I curse both teams at the same time as a pickoff attempt just to keep Conklin on first is failed, but keeps him honest and has to get down and get a little dirty there to stay safe.
Yeah,
1-1 count with two outs away. Runner on first here in the bottom of the second. Tyler Jones swinging, and it's going to go foul up right outside the ballpark. It looks like it'll land.
Yeah, souvenir for a fan out there making their way in. Up and over.
A little bit under that one, Tyler Jones, but love to see him making a hard cut at the ball. But now just one strike away from retiring the side here, possibly. Wesley Bush peering in. Here's the 1-2. No call, and it'll be 2-2. Close one there.
Just missed a little bit off.
Yeah.
It was about knee height, but trying to get him to chase on that breaking ball away, the front door slider, it looked like.
Yeah, and I'm sure Braden Chiarito in the dugout is saying, I got the same one, and I'm sitting here in the dugout. I'm not on third base. As 2-2, through the same spot, the 5-6 hole, and it's going to roll out to left field for another single. Great hit there by Tyler Jones, and back-to-back contact hits. Puts a runner in scoring position for the Colt 45s here in the second.
Now it's TZ, the Z-Man.
We've
got to find a better nickname for him.
TZ Too Breezy.
TZ Too Breezy. That's too lengthy. It's got to be quicker than that.
You think about it.
It's got to be laconic.
The letter T, the letter Z, the number 2, and then Breezy.
I can't do it.
Doesn't sound too bad.
That's more of a basketball nickname, I feel like.
I guess.
Did he play basketball?
Did he hoop? Yes, he did. But in high school. I think he won all league too his senior year, if I'm not mistaken.
That would explain the speed.
I need to get out of Reading.
Well.
I just know everyone, don't I? Runners on first and second here in this bottom of the second. Tyler Zanheiser with an opportunity to bring Conklin around and possibly even Tyler Jones on second and first. And get the scoring started off tonight. A little bit later than last night as it came in the bottom of the first, but better late than never, of course, in this early young ball game. 0-0 count. Bush kicks and deals down in the dirt, and a good job by the catcher keeping that in front of him. Bring the count to 1-0.
Yeah, blocking the 5-hole with the glove. Great job being a backstop right there for Laughlin.
Yeah, absolutely. And on deck would be the last batter of the night, but Mark Anthony Carroll. But another thing we saw when we were looking at the lineups today, good depth all the way through from 1-9 for this Colt 45's offense. Swing and a miss there from Zanheiser, even the count 1-1. Just slightly misses, a little bit late on that one, a little bit under as well. So 1-1 count here, two outs away. Runners on first and second take their leads. Bush checks and deals, misses low, the count's 2-1.
And the infielder's playing behind the runners as well, so they have plenty of room to move and groove left and right. They're taking some huge secondary leads, especially Preston Conklin out there at second base. That 1-2 hop, he's getting about halfway between second and third base.
In this bottom of the second, here's the 2-1, swung on by Zanheiser towards left field. It's going to find some grass, and sending home is going to be Conklin, and he will score. And Tyler Jones able to make his way up to third base. A courtesy runner for Tyler Jones, that is, actually. We'll get the name for you.
I think it's Deegan Paulos out there. Could be wrong, but just based on the profile alone. And Zanheiser comes through, three straight hits for the Colt 45s. Dunked it down into left field for a base hit. Another pull side base hit as we got three righties in a row, which is a rarity here with this lineup for sure. And now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate, who's had some solid knocks the last couple of days as well. And yeah, that is Deegan Paulos, the courtesy runner out there at third base. And the cutoff throw came through as this one catches the bottom of the zone for a strike one. The cutoff throw came through to the third baseman, who was the, shorthanded cutoff man in this case. And what ended up happening was he took the throw and there was no one at third base. So great heads up play by Deegan Paulos to get there in time and cruise into third base.
Yeah, absolutely. And runners at the corners now. But yeah, great heads up play by Deegan Paulos. Dickey would have held second, but an RBI single for Tyler Zanheiser and runners at the corners. 0-2 count here, though. And Bush looking to retire the side on Mark Anthony Carroll. Runner going. Zanheiser will get down, but he is safe. No throw attempt made. And now we'll have back-to-back runners in scoring position on second and third. Tyler Zanheiser at second. Deegan Paulos at third. Running in relief for Tyler Jones, the catcher. He's probably just getting his gear on and dug out there.
Yeah, put the tools of ignorance back on.
Bring the count to 1-2 here. After the miss from Bush, looking to retire the side here. Then a chop at it by Mark Anthony Carroll to drop third strike. And it's a missed throw, and he will be able to go. Runners come across to score. Paulos and Zanheiser will score off the E2. And the Sun may have played slight backer, but just not an accurate throw. And Mark Anthony Carroll's going to turn a strikeout into a double, essentially.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I thought with there being runners on second and third, a drop third strike doesn't matter. But in this case, a first base is unoccupied, so the runners can go, and then also you can technically, quote-unquote, steal first base. So drop third strike attempt, and yeah, that's one way of handling that E2, and just the defensive blunder puts a crooked number up there for the Colt 45s now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings the score to 3-0. Now the Colt 45s lead in the bottom of the second. Two outs away. Mark Anthony Carroll was striking out and turns into scoring position.
But now a
throw of a ball.
Second time this year that we could see the opposing team strike out four batters in a row. Or in an inning, rather.
There you go.
I might be able to look for that ball post-game based on where it went. It bounced off a tree and then scattered. And I'll tell you what, based on where it went, I don't think anybody's going to find it. It's going to be like an Easter egg out there.
That foul will bring it to an 0-1 count here. Here's the other one from Bush, called strike. I bring the count to 0-2, and a little bit of frustration from Ayers there. He felt like that one was outside. Bush looking at the 0-2 here. Going to retire the side. Kicks and deals. Just high. I'll bring the count to 1-2. And runner going. They're going to say he's safe there. It's Mark Anthony Carroll stealing third, and he is now 90 feet away from coming around to score here.
Yeah, some great stuff again from Mark Anthony Carroll, who got an abundance of free footage, and now he's got that stolen base to add to it. So he's, you know, been on a pretty much a round tripper at this point in a very short time.
Absolutely. All he's got left is to steal home with a light chuckle there.
Which, let's see if he does that. We've seen crazier things.
True. 1-2 count. Misses high from Bush. He'll even up the count 2-2 for the top lineup, Timmy Ayers, who struck out in the first inning leading off for the Colt 45s, looking to avoid doing that again. Just reach any way possible here. Get runners on the corners or bring a runner around to score if it's hit into the outfield here. Here's the 2-2. It's going to miss. It'll fill up the count and a little bit of jawing from the Novato Knicks bench as they felt there was a ring-up opportunity there with the strike.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised this early in the ballgame
yeah.
that the antics will ensue from both dugouts.
Here's the full count. Pitch from Bush. Misses, and that will bring Ayers over to first and put runners on the corners for D'Amico Parker, an opportunity to keep this inning running and keep the two-out rally going in this 3-0 ballgame. Runners at the corners, one on first and one on third. D'Amico Parker grounded out to second in the first inning in his first at-bat, looking to avoid doing that again and at least bring Mark Anthony Carroll around to score, who's done great work running the bases so far. Maybe the 1-0 count here as he watches one go by for ball. Parker here. Runner going, throw being made, and they are going to get him.
Sniped him.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Timmy Ayers gets thrown out. D'Amico Parker will finish his at-bat in the bottom of the third, but stranding one on third is Mark Anthony Carroll as the Colt 45s, but three come around to score, and that breaks the deadlock here as we head to the third inning. The Colt 45s lead by a score of 3-0.
Yeah, three runs on three hits. They took advantage of an error, and apart from that, just breakdown there, but a great caught stealing by Laughlin to Miller on the bag out there at second base. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Thank you to Gold Leaf Nursery for sponsoring tonight's action here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and KCNR Reading. You can find them at 6186 Churn Creek Road or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Jameson, and then the top fielder, David Gibbs, due up for the Novato Knicks, facing off against Blake Schwartz. Take you the rest of the way through the third. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. As a high pitch called for ball one on Laughlin, coming from Blake Schwartz. Schwartz on the night with a few strikeouts. He's got three of them and a couple groundouts as well, and one pop-out. So through two innings of work, pretty clean sheet. He's got the one walk as well as this one's called strike. 1-1, the only blemish to his record so far. But no one coming across and getting a run on the scoreboard, which is the most important stat for anyone on the defensive side of things, as this one misses. I'll bring the count to 2-1. So, yeah, as Jacob mentioned, Laughlin, followed by Jameson at the bottom of the lineup, and then Gibbs at the top of the lineup. As this one's fouled back by Laughlin, I'll even up the count 2-2. And the catcher here in his first at-bat of the night, coming a little bit later than you'd assume in the top of the third. Got an opportunity to get on here and get the Knicks their first hit of the night. Here's the 2-2. Swung on off the ground. It's going to be foul. Looked for a second from the angle where I was sitting. It was going to tear him fair, but it skips foul towards that third base line. Very calmly and quietly. Count remains 2-2 here in the top of the third in a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Coming off a two-out rally in the bottom of the second. Here's the 2-2. Called strike. Ring him up. Got him looking, and that is out number one here. And that is the second backwards K. Two looking, two swinging for Blake Schwartz, and a good start for him here early on in tonight's ballgame. Two up now is Jameson, who is manning the hot corner on the defensive side of things for the Novato Knicks at third base. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Schwartz, swung on towards that 4-3 hole. Great play by Mark Anthony Carroll. Expect nothing less than yet another 4-3 putout tonight. And that is out number two. First pitch swinging from Jameson. And quick work again through the lineup with just one walk, one blemish for Blake Schwartz in this Colt 45's defense through 2 2/3 innings.
Yeah, and again, Mark Anthony Carroll, the defensive prowess, you said it, Spencer. We've seen it all year and even last year.
Right.
Short second, even a little time at third. Great range, great arm.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gibbs now looking to get on for the first time. And he'll be first pitch swing as well. And Schwartz going to make a little jog here right back up towards first. And that is a 1-3 put out. And just like that, a six-pitch inning or half inning will retire the side. Three up, three down. And the Colt 45s continue the defensive performance here in a 3-0 ball game. We'll head to the bottom of the third shortly.
Yeah, made very quick work of this Novato Nick lineup as they went 1-2-3, like you said, on six pitches, and you know what can also make quick work of something? Quick work of your backyard. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. They're ready to spruce up your whole property. They have everything you need for planting a backyard garden, or again, anything on your whole property. Gold Leaf Nursery, quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery, they've been exceeding expectations since 1975. You can go visit them at 6186 Turn Creek Road, or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Goldleaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? Special order at a discount price. Goldleaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Chucker Golf Course.
Shasta Redding. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
You're tuned in to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green, joined by Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday night, soon to be under the lights from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's to Nico Parker with a new set of downs here in the bottom half of the third of a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. It'll be Parker, Caballero, and Chiarito due up. Take you the rest of the way through this home half of the third. Here's Spencer.
Jacob, you have to Miko Parker, another great athlete on this Colt 45s offense, as he will foul one straight up into the air. Catcher might be able to make a play on it. First baseman actually makes a great play for it, and a great grab there by first baseman for the Novato Knicks. That's going to be Harp, and that is how the bottom of the third will begin here.
Yeah, and unfortunately for D'Amico Parker, just, hair under and a hair too late, popped it up, and a great play by the first baseman angling down the line into foul territory. Got about 15 feet into it over there, about 3 or 4 feet off the fence, and Harp able to get to it.
Yeah, and a great play, and I must say, what a beautiful night out here at Tiger Field. I love when the shadows just kind of take over most of the Tiger Field and the walls, the sunset just hitting the walls and hitting the tree line in the background with that one singular palm tree out in right field as well. Called strike here on Nicholas Caballero, who grounded out in his first at-bat in the first inning.
Yeah, that lone palm tree out there in right field. I don't know if I noticed it before, obviously, but I never noticed
it. It's my first time making
like
a comment about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's really stuck out to me this time.
Out of place in such a beautiful way, if that makes sense. This one's going to miss low and even up to count 1-1.
Can we cut that live?
I feel like that's valid.
Perfectly out of place in a beautiful way. Do you ever feel like you're out of place in a beautiful way? You just...
No comment. All right, 1-1 count here, one out away in the 3-0 ball game at the Colt 45 lead. Swung on hard there by Caballero. He's going to find some grass there in shallow center field, and he might look to go two. He will hold at one, and that is another good-looking stand-up single for the Colt 45s in Nicholas Caballero.
Yeah, great piece of hitting. Dunked it over, got it past the second baseman into that right center gap where it had to be cut off by the center fielder Gibbs to hold him to a single, just a solid knock, and the hits continue to start here for the Colt 45s. There's now four hits for the Colt 45s.
It looks like the third base umpire decided to take matters into his own hands and make sure all the players of the Novato Knicks are sitting in the dugout.
Yeah, which...
Rule, not rule.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of those not really too enforced rules, especially in the major leagues.
Right.
You can't be, like, 2 feet planted outside the dugout standing there. That's why you have those national anthem standoffs. And
right.
I've seen players get ejected over that as Chiarito with a compact stance deep in the box takes ball two, left-hand batter. But again, he's due for a home run. He's done it in 2 games straight. Why not make it 3?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure that's why he's batting in the DH spot tonight. Here's the 2-0 swung up right over our heads and smacking down right, and it'll hop the fence, of course. I was about to say, that's one Jacob could go get right now. I could take over.
I could have wall climbed maybe really if any real MLB fans that followed it the last year or two, Denzel Clark at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, had that dazzling play out in center field to rob the home run, got up on top of the wall, hung up there, one arm over the other side of it, and now another one fouled back. Somehow misses a car.
And that will even up the count 2-2, and that one, I saw where it went. Maybe I'll tell this kid it went behind that tree over there. Or I'll leave it for Jacob.
Well, Rick Bassetti is chasing it down over there. He's got eyes on it.
So a 2-2 count here off a couple foul balls there from Chiarito. One out away, runner on first. And swing and a miss. Bush retires him there. Out number two.
And got him on the front door breaking ball. That was just, I mean, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
Absolutely. And on the technicality, that will be the fifth strikeout for Wesley Bush. Obviously only four outs off of the strikeout. But coming from Mark Anthony Carroll off that dropped third strike, he ended up getting not just one base, but a couple of them off a wild throw towards first. So now Andrew Mora, two up, who struck out swinging in the bottom of the second. The last out before that two-out rally began and brought us to where we are now. 3-0 ball game, Colt 45's lead, and a runner on first. Two outs away in this 1-0 count here. Bush peers in, pitches swung on into deep center field. It might be gone. Watching, and it is out of here. A shot only for Andrew Moore. And it looks like there might be some talk about a ground rule double, but they're going to bring him around for now. A lot of talk coming from the Novato Knicks side. And he will handle that ball once it was its way to deep center. But home run. And the score is improved to 5-0 for the Colt 45s. Two-run shot from Andrew Mora.
Yeah, now the umpires are going to come together for a confabulation, talk things over, because what it was right up near that post
right
with the 370 mark on it in right center field. It goes from shade to sun, so that ball is really hard to see all of a sudden.
Yeah, it got lost for sure.
And it gets lost in the shadows. The right fielder and center fielder, the universal sign with the hands up for saying that's not over the wall or it's stuck underneath the wall or something to that effect. It's stuck in the padding. There's, of course, no padding out there, just signage of advertisements on that brick wall. And now they're going to call it a double, saying it's short hop the wall. Now Bob Anderson is going to come out here and talk with the third base umpire.
Those Novato Knicks in the field, obviously, you're going to do what you can. At Summer Ball League, it would be weird to lie about a home run going over the wall, you know what I mean? And it's,
yeah.
But like I said, I lost that one. I saw how deep it was going. I thought it was going to be gone. And then right in line with that street post, or that street light, the lamp post for Tiger Field, the lights.
That also means Cabrera should be at third, which
yeah,
now,
definitely.
Now the umpires and me are on the same page.
Yeah, and I saw Cabrera actually sitting there just kind of waiting, chatting up the catcher a little bit, looking to make his way back on the third. So there should be 3-0 is still the score, but it will be treated like a double.
Now Cabrera ought to his place at third. So, yeah, second and third with two outs. And
it will say Chiarito rounded second, and he took a couple pauses, but the umpire told him to keep on going, that it was a home run. But definitely a hard one to see there. So a little bit of confusion, which is nothing we are not used to here at Tiger Field.
Yeah, Mora collects another extra base hit on the year, which I think it could be wrong, even with missing a couple weekends, might be up there with the team lead. We don't have the official stats with us. As this one's hit in the air toward right, playable for the right fielder, Anderson coming on. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired after the Mora ground rule double. Holds runners, and unfortunately for the Colt 45s, they strand a pair aboard as Conklin flies out to end things here. They leave a pair, and they score none here in the home half of the third. It's 3-0 after three complete. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Thank you, Gold Leaf Nursery, for sponsoring tonight's action here on KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned.
big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Fans, welcome back to Tiger Field as this first pitch is swung on a little bit of a check swing right to Mark Anthony Carroll, and it's going to be a 4-3 put out, and that's how we start the top of the fourth inning. Just right to the action, first pitch swinging was Miller, and I guess I'll pass it over to Jacob Green now to take you the rest of the way through this fourth inning in a 3-0 ball game. Due up is Harp and Anderson.
Down out, one out, nobody on for Gillespie hitting Ryan Harp.
Yeah, and it just looked like a little, almost a check swing. It was a little inside on him. Miller's obviously a taller guy, but just kind of swung in on it on the arms and just a half-hearted swing that made good contact, but just bounces right to Mark Anthony Carroll, who's going to make that play 10 out of 10 times.
Well, you'd hope 10 out of 10 times.
Right.
The lights have come on here at Tiger Field, but still a long way away from taking full effect. Here's the 1-1 delivery, waved at for strike two, way out in front.
Blake Schwart tonight has done a great job of limiting runners advancing and staying super calm. He's looked really good all night so far, and in his fourth inning of work, looking to make quick work of it yet again.
Now the 2-2 delivery. Wave that ball in the dirt, gathered by Jones. He'll clear and throw down to first base in time for the strikeout. Great job by Tucker to get out of the way of the path of that bat that was tumbling and rolling after it was flicked away by Ryan Harp. Now Anderson to the plate, right-hand batter, socks up high.
Yeah, Nicole 45's clearing, or Tyler Jones clearing quickly there. Take a called strike, Anderson will bring the count to 0-1. But something I've been very impressed with is how well they've cleared out of the base runner's line and made those throws look relatively effortless for the most part. Obviously, we saw one earlier that brought a couple runs across to score. Otherwise, this is a totally different ball game. 0-2 count here.
Now the 0-2 breaking ball hit up and away to stay alive, and it goes toward a bass boat parked out there, which when I drove in,
little wince.
I looked at that guy, looked at that guy's truck and whole rig, and I said, that's not a great place to park your $70,000 boat. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball misses for ball one, and being on a bass fishing team for 4 years and around a lot of different boats and all the bells and whistles that come with a nice bass fishing boat. Here's the 1-2, waved at strike three. Three up, three down. Back-to-back K's in the inning for Schwert as the side is retired. As I was saying, it's a lot of money standing out there. And if they drop a ball, not a place you want your boat and truck parked. But at the end of 3.5, it's a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here on KCNR.
Today's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Churn Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests
passed away, all our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Cherry Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Seven, 9, 2 up for the 45. Here's the first pitch to Mr. Tyler Jones. Misses up and in for ball one. Small glint of chin music there for the catcher tonight. The batter made of Blake Schwert. Here's the 1-0 delivery to the right hand hitting Jones. Is popped up back behind home plate toward the dugout now of the Knicks. And running out of room up against the netting. And just barely out of real estate, probably by about 3 inches, I would say.
Yeah, close one there. Laughlin almost, he was there, obviously, giving chase to it. Wasn't late. It would have been close, probably a diving play if the net wasn't there. But, yeah, needed the tiniest bit more of real estate. If that net went out towards the dugout a little bit more, it would have been a catch.
Yeah, and he play, got there in time to squeeze it. It
right.
was just a matter of real estate to get to, leaning back out of the way of this one. But it's actually going to catch the arm pad of Tyler Jones, and he's aboard with the hit by pitch, so he'll take first base, and then Deegan Paulus will be the courtesy runner out there for the second time tonight.
Yeah, and a great job there, just wearing that one on the shoulder. Obviously turns inside to limit the damage there. You don't want to take a fastball to the shoulder, but misses inside, up on the shoulders, and 390 feet there for Tyler Jones.
390 feet, even getting out of the way of it.
Right.
At least he caught the arm pad, the elbow pad right there.
Yeah.
I should say. Now
it did look a little unnatural, the deflection it took off into the catcher's glove.
Yeah,
so
just
good
a
call there by
odd.
The umpire.
Yeah, good quick eye as well. Pickoff's him back towards first, and first baseman dropping the baseball in the tag attempt, and caroms away where he gathers it real quick, but Paulus remains at first base, stays there, and yeah, that was almost... Paulus almost got caught napping over there at first. He was back diving late. There's the first pitch to the right-handed Xanizer. In the air toward left center field. It's over the center fielder's head. Gibbs giving chase. Plays the cam off the bottom of the wall. Out rounding third. Cruising past second and holding there with a long double as Tyler Xanizer. Paulus comes all the way around from first to score. And it's now a 4-0 Colt 45 lead.
And how about that from Tyler Xanizer, all the way back into the deepest part of the ballpark and skipping off the wall there to at the warning track. About as great of a double as you could. Whoa, great of a double. Okay, great double there from Tyler Xanizer.
Double, some quality you can taste and see.
As
how about
great
that?
As a double as you could imagine.
There we go.
Oh,
whoa. We're back in sync.
There we go. Yeah, no, we're back.
And now a mound visit here with the Novato Knicks, Wesley Bush, and the coach, along with the catcher, Mr. Laughlin, and Xanizer. I mean, it's clearly the deepest part of the ballpark out there to the left of the 406 line. Got it to short hop the wall off the base of the wall, and it was almost played perfectly by the center fielder, Gibbs, but it just kind of took a weird hop and Karen passed him, but he got to it quick.
Yeah.
And made a strong throw in, almost was going to get Paulus at home, but ended up holding Xanizer to the double, so teasy too breezy with the two-bagger.
There you go. I told you, it's catchy. It'll catch on.
Teasy too breezy with the two-bagger easy.
There you go.
Clip that. Send it to him. Show him it at work.
Chat clip it. Mark Anthony Carroll up now. Runner in scoring position, 4-0 ball game in the bottom of four.
Yeah, we'll get our producer to live record that maybe and clip it. We'll send it to Mr. Xanizer. Now the field umpires remember which angle they should be playing at as the first base / middle of the field umpire shifts on over. Nobody out. Runner on second for Carroll. Around a bunt, pulls back. Ball taken inside for ball one. He reached on that E2 his first time up on the strikeout.
Yeah, and he would later come around to score there as well. Get stranded at third, but bring two runs across off that play.
And steal third.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-0 delivery, showing bunt, pulling it back again in time for ball two. Not showing bunt is Carroll with the count. 2-0 and takes outside for ball three. Now waves the bat back and forth as he readies. And sets. Here's the 3-0 delivery. Misses low and in for ball four.
Yeah, and a four-pitch walk there in favor of Mark Anthony Carroll. Now Wesley Bush, some activity in the bullpen down that first baseline for the Novato Knicks, and you'd assume this is going to be the end for Wesley Bush after this inning. I'd assume they try to get him to finish off this inning, but 4-0 ball game, runners on first and second. Definitely a possibility that he gets pulled earlier than that.
Now Timmy Ayers with the top of the lineup to the plate. Shows bunt and doesn't quite get it down. Goes foul. He has walked and struck out swinging tonight and was caught stealing back in the second.
And now the entire ballpark here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, covered by shade. And just the tree line catching the last little bit of sun before it dips behind the mountains there behind us.
Now the 0-1 around the bunt gets it down up the third baseline. A thing of beauty gathered by the third baseman. Off-bound throw toward first in time. And then the first baseman doing a great job. That's Ryan Harp to go toward the mound and look the runner back. The runner at third, that's Zanizer. And then the runner at second, Carroll, held there. So the sacrifice bunt works for Ayers. He's retired on the 5-3. That is out number one.
An incredible bunt, as you mentioned. It could not have been more perfect, but a great heads-up play there by the Knicks defense. Third baseman Jameson making a throw on a dime there off 1 foot and kind of coming up sidearm with it, making a great play. Obviously, runners advance 90 feet each, so two runners in scoring position with that one out away now, taking away that double play for the most part. So now it's Timmy Ayers does his job.
Yeah, now the activity out of the bullpen will come in. They're going to pull the starting pitcher tonight, Wesley Bush, from the ball game. His night is done, and a dazzling performance, but just some of the walks and then some hits in the second inning cost him, and four runs across, as we will have a new pitcher on in relief to face off against DJ Parker when we return after this short break here on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Cherry Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
The new reliever for the Novato Knicks, and I believe it is Deem, the second baseman, who's going to shift over from second to pitching, and then a new second baseman in the ball game. So it will be Dime moving over from second base to pitcher, and he'll be in that five spot still. And then the new second baseman, well, we'll find out who exactly that is, but they'll come in to play defense here in this fourth inning. Here in the home half of the fourth of a 4-0 ball game, as Bob Anderson's now going to come out to double-check the lineups, along with the Novato Nick manager, as they go over their P's and Q's and make sure their T's are dotted, their I's are crossed.
What?
K
Rockies are dotted, I's are crossed.
Okay. Well, we just had a first. Chad Johnson, our PA announcer, just passed the second baseman personally during this break in the action. We could turn around to show him the number so that we can know who exactly he is, and it's number 31, for which I couldn't tell you if we... It is Justice Brinson.
There we go, Brinson.
Who got some burn last night. He was the catcher at one point. At one point or another, I should say. So now the Nevada Knicks manager and Bob Anderson talking things over personally with each other. A little one-on-one. Now DJ Parker will climb into the box after this short little break in the action. A little, you know, lull in the action. Make sure everyone's on the same page. All everything's set in order as DJ Parker finally climbs in the box to the elation of the fans here in attendance. With one out and runners on second and third after the sacrifice bunt. Here's the delivery, misses wide for ball one. Now peering in is Diem. Some action out in that Novato Nick bullpen. As this one skips all the way to the backstop and trotting in to score will be Zanheiser. It's now 5-0. That runner belongs to the previous pitcher as Carroll. Now the last remaining of Bush's responsibilities.
Yeah, and he will advance to third as well on that wild pitch. So another 90 feet, technically 180 feet. Off the bunt sacrifice, and then the wild pitch. It's now, as Jacob mentioned, 4-0 ball game. 5-0, rather.
With the runner on third.
That's one you want to get right for sure, the score. I had to double check.
You always got to make sure.
5-0, Colt 45's lead.
Which, yeah, according to my calculations, we're both on the same page. This one misses low for ball four to DJ Parker. So a four-pitch walk issue to Parker and the free pass effect here. So runners at first and third. Caballero to the plate. He's grounded out in single tonight. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter, and this is low.
Yeah, and the Knicks right now, you just really need to double play to retire the side and keep just the two coming across. You want to be able to pry your way back into this game, which is what they're going to have to do on the offensive side of things. This is something I feel like we see a lot with Caballero. Got something in his eye, some dirt or something like that.
Yeah, it happened last night as well.
If I have saw the same exact walk-off and a little dig into the eye there to make sure he can at least see the ball coming towards him.
I'll tell you this, you do not want to have dirt in your eye when you're about to face 85.
Right.
As this one misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. With one out, runners at first and third, you have to assume DJ Parker has the green light here from first base. A couple paces off that first base bag being held on by Ryan Harp. The 2-0, Parker going, taking up high, throw it down to second base, is going to not nab DJ Parker. The tag applied, but I think they're going to call it as the ball was not in total control by the second baseman, Brinson. And
yeah, an incredible speed there from D'Amico Parker to beat the tag there if he did.
Yeah, and both field umpires verifying it with each other, no tag. So, safe at second base on the stolen base. And we haven't seen a stolen base from DJ Parker in what feels like a few games at least. And he's back in there with the team lead. I think he has 6 on the year.
Yeah, not to mention that pitch was called ball, so that's now a pitch away from loading the bases here. A ball, one more ball away, and there it is. The bases are now loaded with one out away. You know, due up is Braden Chiarita, the designated hitter for the Colt 45s tonight, for obvious reasons based off how he's played this series.
Now is a huge opportunity for Mr. Chiarito. Facing off against Diem, he's got 2 Ks tonight, one looking, one swinging, and you have to assume anything in the zone for this lefty, he is going to be swinging away on. For sure. Now is the first pitch to him.
This is way upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dime, as he was playing at second, not expecting to pitch today, might be playing a little bit of factor. Maybe got a little bit of a heads up, but...
Yeah, nothing too crazy, I'm sure.
This can't seem to hit his spot, though. As of yet, obviously early on, trying to figure out where that one missed. He sat there with his hands thrown up.
Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count for Chirito. Here's a 2-0. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman. He's going to gather, go home for one. The relay back to first is going to be not in time. The tag applied, but Chirito was on the bag. And, I mean, a great job by the first baseman to not only get put down the runner at home, but then, I mean, he had to get back to the first base bag quick. He charged that baseball to get the runner at home on the force.
Yeah, so that was an...
Carroll out on the 3-2, and then reaching on the fielder's choice is Chirito.
Yeah, that was an incredibly impressive play by the first baseman, as mentioned. And I thought he had him out, actually. I thought they had one of the best double plays I've seen in my time here at Tiger Field with you, Jacob, in the booth. And the umpire's still going to talk about it and see. I wouldn't be surprised if this was overturned, but they're going to call safe. So we will keep it going. Bases remain loaded, but no run comes across the score there on the fielder's choice.
Yeah. Either he didn't get the tag there in time, and the throw had to be not lollipop, but he had to take a little bit off of it just due to the fact that the first baseman was kind of backpedaling toward first base.
Not on first base yet.
Yeah, he was running a little bit of a post route right there toward the outside pylon.
Incredible backpedaling, though, I will say, as this one's called strike on Andrew Mora. Little tomato action, just putting it in reverse.
Rear view mirror.
There you go.
Bases are loaded with two outs now, an 0-1 count on left hand hitting Mora, who missed a homer by... I mean, not much. Probably about 3 feet.
Yeah, I was about to say, less than the height of the average human being, I would argue.
Yeah, probably less than 3 feet. Here's the 1-1 is a line shot foul over the third base dugout of the Colt 45s. To make the count 1-2. Here with the bases loaded. Dueling activity up and out there in the Novato Nick bullpen. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Diem. Breaking ball is a line shot toward the center fielder. Gibbs is going to get down for a base hit. Coming to score is Parker. Rounding third and digging for home. Now into second base and in with a slide safely. And it's a two-run double for Andrew Mora. Back-to-back doubles. And Mora's at-bats tonight brings two home with Parker and Caballero. Coming in to score and moving up to third was Chirito. He had a hold there, and Gibbs chasing that baseball down, able to get to it quickly and then toss it in to hold Chirito at third. It was almost a base-clearing double as Preston Conklin, the ninth batter of this inning, to the plate now for the 45s.
Yeah, an incredible at-bat there by Andrew Mora. Back-to-back, that one a little more contact just over the shortstop's head. Wasn't into shallow outfield, but into the central center field. Not too shallow, but in this 7-0 ball game now with two runners in scoring position, as Jacob mentioned, batting all the way through now if Preston Conklin can find a way to get on.
There's a 1-0 delivery from Diem as he comes set. Rocks and delivers. This is low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 7-0 ball game that the 45 lead. Runners take their leads from second and third. It's Chirito at third and Mora at second. The 2-0. Misses wide again for ball three. Missed low and away. To the right hand hitting Preston Conklin here in the home half of the fourth. The ninth batter of the inning with two gone. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Diem. On the outside corner. Gets one in there for a called strike one.
Yeah, great looking pitch there from DM2. Just trying to stay alive, of course.
Here's the 3-1 delivery from the righty. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman. Harp gathers. It's going to be a foot race to the bag, and he's going to beat Conklin there
as Ryan Harp, the speedy first baseman, got to the baseball, had to wait for it, and then in the foot race to the bag, got there in time for the three unassisted, and I will say, smaller frame and a more muscular first baseman over there who was ranging over to the pole side with the righty up. He was deep toward the first base, second base hole on that right side and got to the bag in time after waiting for that ground ball. It was a fantastic play by Ryan Harp. Here in this fourth inning, the Colt 45s put four on the board. It's 7-0 after four complete.
Yeah, great, impressive stuff there. Tonight's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Jordan Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
No balls and two strikes, and it's a hard hit, base hit into center field, as the new second baseman in the game for the Novato Knicks takes away the no-hitter of Blake Schwert, and it happens just like that in that second base spot of the lineup. So, not even sure. Oh, that's Brinson out there, rather. Forgot Brinson came into the game. And now some confusion as the pitcher, who is now number one of Deem. So Deem drops in the lineup from that 5 spot to the 6 spot of the designated hitter spot, which, of course, is for the pitcher. So the DH turns into the pitcher spot of the lineup, and the second base spot stays the second base spot. So Brinson in the game at second base back in the 4th with a new reliever on. He breaks up the no-hitter, and now there's a runner on first with nobody out here in this 7-0 top of the 5th inning. And now I take that back.
Maybe a mistake in the lineup
Because of the mistake in the lineup, I mean, yeah, you can't make it up. Hold out. So take back everything I just said. I thought that...
Now you jinxed it, so...
Yeah, well, now... now Dean's going to get a hit, I'll tell you that much.
Jinxed it, so...
Yeah, well, now... now Dean's going to get a hit. Is what it is.
Now you jinxed it.
Here's the 1-0. Is foul tip back to the screen to even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. And
So I'm assuming the next time around, Brinson will be batting where he just did. But it
so
was
take back everything I just said.
Order. Because Deem has to take that designated hitter spot, correct?
That's what I thought. But I...
Maybe it wasn't substituted on the scorecard like that, so
yeah.
Brinson has to sit one out.
He might have to be announced to the home plate umpire.
Right.
Is the issue why he was called out, not necessarily that he was in the wrong spot. So
yeah.
Take
so
back everything I just said. And this one is into center field for a base hit, and there goes the no-hitter in the official capacity now.
Yeah, and that one will not be coming back, just to make that clear.
And
I mean, you'd assume.
Yeah, barring some sort of a miracle, I guess, would be the only way, but...
So now Brinson will be heading up to bat.
Yeah, so now Brinson will bat in the DH spot. So, let's just say my scorecard's a bit messy, to say the least. And, yeah, all of that... I mean, you just can't make it up.
So it's almost like they didn't move in the lineup at all. Like those few pitches from short never happened towards Brinson when he got his first base hit.
But it is, in fact, an out.
But it is an out. So it's like starting with an out.
Yeah,
starting
essentially.
Gotcha.
So
we're learning as we go as well here based off of this.
And what I thought I knew was incorrect, which makes it even funnier at this point. So Deem is now on first base in that five spot. And then in the sixth spot is Brinson in the DH spot. Now, this almost makes zero sense to me because I have it backward from what I thought it was. It's now called strike two, and Brinson in an 0-2 hole for the second time in as many at-bats, but only one of these officially counting, and J.J. Spencer is out there warming up in the pen for the Nevada Knicks. A Colt... Simpson University Red Hawk, rather, not a Colt 45. Now one ball and two strikes after this one misses to Brinson, who's the second baseman tonight. Now coming into the game in that fourth inning, Justice Brinson.
Yeah.
There it goes. This one's popped toward right. Sheer ears coming on, rather. Playable for him. Shower right field, and he'll double off the runner, and it's a two-out inning double play due to the out on the discrepancy of Clark. And all of that, Blacksport really only has to get two outs, which he, in fact, does, and somehow gives up two hits, but only one of those counts. So the no-hitter lost, and Blake Short and the third base coach of the Nevada Knicks exchanging some words as well. Not sure if they're necessarily back and forth, you know, ill intent of any sort, but now it's kind of slowed down and separated of sorts, some verbal back and forth, but seems to be all good. And with all that said, the side is retired as the Colt 45s pull off the double play. As we are halfway through the ball game tonight, it'll be J.J. Spencer on in relief for the Nevada Knicks, and we return after this.
Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Churn Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests
weeks away, all our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is J.J. Spencer on in relief for the Novato Knicks. He will face off against Jones, Zanizer, and Carroll.
Yeah, Tyler Jones due up here in the lineup. Followed by Tyler Zanizer and Mark Anthony Carroll batting 7, 8, and 9. Should the inning continue, it'll be the top of the lineup with Timmy Ayers. And J.J. Spencer, first batter face will be catcher Tyler Jones. Here's the 0-0, called strike one. Tyler Jones watches that one. Fastball coming early from J.J. Spencer here. Here's the 0-1. Misses low, leaving up the count 1-1 here. In a 7-0 ball game, the Colt 45s lead, scoring 3 in the second and 4 in the fourth here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pinch. Spencer peering in. Kicks and deals the 1-1. Called strike in the bottom corner, bringing the count to 1-2.
Yeah, and already some great stuff from Spencer as he peers in. Glove at the belt. Comes set. Walking the old school stirrups as well. The 1-2 delivery is a breaking ball. Kicks off the leg of the catcher in the dirt. Got him to chase. Clearing and no throw down to first base. And also a new first baseman in the game as well, which we'll do our best to get you the name of him at some point. Number 47. So no longer Ryan Harp. As Jones will reach and get the courtesy runner, Paulos, on the great pitch from Spencer, but unfortunately reaching on the drop third strike on what will be ruled a E2. Pickoff sent back toward first is not in time. Paulos back diving in. This one misses low and away on the right end hitting Zanizer. And the right hand hitter. And missing wide again for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Spencer checks the runner at first. That's Paulus, the courtesy runner for Jones. Comes set. The 1-1 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, but foul out of play. That makes the count 1-2. Zanizer has singled and doubled tonight with a stolen base, and is a couple of extra base hits away from the cycle, which was last done by Pete Crow Armstrong of the Chicago Cubs. That was about a week ago.
I will say Zanizer definitely has the firepower to do it as well.
Another 1-2. Misses wide, low and away, just a bit below the knee.
I'd say that double that he got last inning was quite literally about as close as you get to get a home run without getting a home run. And then obviously
pickoff sent back toward first, a whirl and a quick toss over there is not in time.
Yeah, and unfortunate Zanizer in that past inning was only able to get to second, couldn't quite get to third. It was just towards left center field, it's obviously a much easier throw than hitting towards right center. Or even better yet, down the first base line.
Runner goes, it goes all the way to the backstop for ball four, so it is indifferent. That puts runners at first and second. As Anheuser gets aboard, that will bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, who's reached on that drop third strike on the E2, and then also the walk tonight. As he steps up to the plate for the quick meeting on the mound. Now everyone returns to their places in the field. With runners on first and second, and nobody out here in a 7-0 ball game. And right there on the outside corner, called strike one to Mark Anthony Carroll. Now the 0-1 delivery is a ground ball toward the first baseman. Gathers, bobbles, picks it up, and he'll step on first to get the easy out there.
Yeah, and a good play. Just keeping that one in front of him is the first baseman, number 47. We'll get that name to you when we can. But yeah, and also a good play by Sanheiser, realizing he's got to go and get towards second base. So runners advance 90 feet each. We got two in scoring position now. It'll be Palos on third, Sanheiser on second, one out away in the top of the lineup for Timmy Ayers.
And that's McGee over there at first. I knew I had seen the name somewhere. He was last night's catcher at one point. Came in the game to replace Brinson, the catcher, last night at one point, who exited the game after taking a foul ball off the hand. Here's a ground ball again toward the first baseman, and through! Side for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Paulus. Zooming around third is Anheuser, and he will come in to score. It's now a 9-0 ball game, and the E2 and the walk come around to score on the single. And now it's a 9-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here in the home half of the fifth.
Yeah, much different than we've seen the last couple nights where it's been pretty neck and neck all the way through and then pulled away towards the end. Obviously the first night, 14-13, just neck and neck all the way through. And then last night, a little bit of a happy medium. Tonight it has been all Colt 45s, and J.J. Spencer's going to try to dig himself out of this hole along with his team.
And D.J. Parker takes a strike dealt high on the outer half for a called strike one. Gave it a half-hearted check swing, but decided to hold up on it. Nothing but goose eggs for the Novato Knicks, and the Colt 45s with a handful of crooked numbers out there. As this pickoff attempt almost goes wide of the bag. Back standing up barely was Timmy Ayers, who's had a pretty successful night offensively, apart from the K, but he's walked, had the sacrifice bunt, and now singled, and he has a couple of RBIs to show for it. Here's the 0-1. It's a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Ayers will round second, but a hold there as DJ Parker collects his first hit of the night.
Yeah, good contact swing through that 5-6 hole. We've seen a few of those, especially coming in the second inning for the Colt 45s, which brought a few runs around the score in those three singles in a row by Conklin, Jones, and Sennheiser. Now Parker, as mentioned by Jacob, started to come around to score, but first time getting on via the swing of the wooden bat. Tonight, at least. We've seen plenty of it this season, but tonight is the first for him.
And now Caballero to the plate, still with only one out. Runners on first and second, though, of a 9-0 ball game. There's the first pitch. Caballero way out in front, gets fooled on the off-speed. He'll go for a little stroll, regather himself and his thoughts before he steps back into the box on the right-hand side. Now ready, so Spencer comes set out of the stretch, kicks and delivers. This is wide. One ball and one strike here with one out. As the lights have taken full effect now, with the runners at first and second, the infielders playing behind them, looking to turn two. The 0-1. It's a ground ball foul down the third base side. As the count moves to one ball and two strikes.
Question mark? Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was looking at the scoreboard, and I counted backward and forward about 45 times. Said it confidently, but yeah, one ball and two strikes. Had to make sure I had everything right. I was about 99.9% sure I was more correct than the scoreboard out there. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Caballero from J.J. Spencer, the righty. Is just a bit inside. That'll move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer peers in, bending at the waist. In the infield, playing behind the runners at first and second. J.J. Spencer, the reliever here for the Novato Knicks. The 2-2 is just got a piece of it. It's going to be handled by J.J. Spencer in front of the mound. Strong through the first stretch by the first baseman. It goes into right field toward foul territory. Coming in to score there is rounding third is D.J. Parker as it goes all the way to the bullpen. And taking third base is Caballero. And what looked to be just an easy, maybe one out, maybe look the runner and hold him at third and kind of go from there. Just turned into a defensive blunder as the throw went wide from first. And they're going to call DJ Parker back to third base. And I take that back. They're not going to. They're calling because the ball went out of play, essentially, is what happened. So
yeah, well, now we're at.
And they are going to count the run of DJ Parker. So
I
take that back.
Now you jinxed it.
Instead of at third, is at second base. So he only gets one additional set of 90 feet. So E1 and then advancing on it.
Yeah, well,
he likely would have been safe at first had Spencer got the ball there on a line. Now it's a 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Chirito.
Now you jinxed it.
With Mora on deck.
And regardless, now an 11-0 ball game, all in favor of this Colt 45's team. Impressive offense and defense.
It's a ground ball to the second baseman. Brinson gathers, flips the first in for the 4-3. That's out number two, but Caballero moves to third base. That's the most routine play we've seen here in this inning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been nothing but quirky little plays here coming in the bottom of the fifth. The runs to come across the score, 4 straight, actually, or 4 out of 5.
And now Andrew Moore to the plate, who, I don't know if you caught this last night, Spencer, but the left-hand hitting first baseman slash DH as Spencer winds and deals just a bit low, over but low for ball one. Caught up with me after the game and said thanks for everything we do, and his parents enjoy tuning in and listening to us as we do a great job. So a special thanks to everyone who helps me out. Spencer, and then David Wiley back in the studio. And, of course, Alex Parker, who's got some burn this year as well. Swing and a miss for strike one. Keeping the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. And also, I knew, based on the roster, Andrew Mora, tall dude sitting at 6'4", 195. Knew he was a tall dude. My older brother's 6'5", so, you know, 6'5", whatever. I have a housemate who's 6'7", played center for the Simpson University basketball team. Andrew Mora is a unit, dude, over there at first base. So the fact that these guys get the ball to him is this one escapes the clutches of the catcher all the way to the backstop, and Caballero on the hustle is able to get in and score the 12th run of this ball game. And now just pouring it on are the Colt 45s. It's turned into a barn burner here at Tiger Field.
Absolutely, yeah. Not much need to be said. Just a little bit of a wild pitch. That one got away from Spencer and the catcher as well. And caroms to the back netting and good heads-up play by Caballero, and he's able to basically trot in. Not too many worries.
And I will say, if we timed the innings we call with us oscillating, the 2-1 is shot fouled on the first base side. Mora knew he was a little bit early on it, pulled it way down the line. It was fouled by about 3 feet and then curled outside of first base, or outside of first base, yeah, not inside of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the first baseman. My 2 innings that I've called, the 4th and 5th inning, have been the longest innings by virtually
double,
nothing even close compared to the 2nd and 3rd inning that you did the play-by-play for.
That's okay.
Yeah, it just never fails.
It happens. It does happen. I feel like it was the same thing last night. It was the same thing last Saturday as well against the West Coast Kings.
Yeah, but just all the chaos, you know?
Maybe one of these times we'll flip it. You can still have the 9th, of course, but maybe we'll flip the order.
Here's the payoff. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman, handled just barely cleanly, and a toss to J.J. Spencer on the bag in time for the 1-3 put out, or 3-1 put out, rather. as the side is finally retired, but the Colt 45s take advantage of the defensive blunders and the free passes as they score five. It's now 12-0 after five complete here at Tiger Field.
Today's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Cherry Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at